Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kamensky, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Natwar Gandhi, the Chief Financial Officer for the District of Columbia. Joining us in our conversation is Marianne McGee. Dr. Gandhi, the District of Columbia has what is arguably the most complex government in the United States. How is the district navigating the jurisdictional complexity while facing the limited resources and increased service needs?
You are absolutely right when you say that we are among the most complex government in the United States. We are a district, we are not a state, we are not a county, we are not a city. We are all combined into one. And consequently, we have the problems of a state, of a city, and of a county. Further, given that we are a district, even though we have a state responsibilities, we do not have the resources of a state. Congress had decided that we will not be able to tax all the income that is earned in the district, unlike, say, any other state or city. Consequently, what we do have is a very limited, constrained tax base. Of every $100 that are earned in the city, we can get to tax only $34. Further, roughly 40%, 40 plus percent of our real property values are tax exempt because of the federal government institutions, diplomatic institutions, and tax exempt institutions. So what we have is a situation where we have a very limited, constrained tax base. But at the same time, we have needs which are far greater than what we can ourselves afford. Consequently, our tax rates are very high. For a long time, our tax policy was that once we find a taxpayer, we never let him go. We keep piling on. Fortunately, the mayor and the council are changing and moving away from that. We have a five-year plan of reducing our tax rates. We also have a very high borrowing. Indeed, currently, our tax rates are very high, comparatively speaking, and our borrowing per capita debt is highest in the country. So we still manage well, primarily because of enlightened leadership that we have in the city with the mayor and the council. And also the economy is extraordinarily good in the city. So given all these put together, I think we've been able to manage ourselves well. Nevertheless, I must point out that we still have a structural imbalance. That is, the resources that are needed to meet the needs that we have, we do not have those resources. And that structural imbalance is about $700 million annually to about $1 billion annually, according to the General Accounting Office.
How is the Office of the Chief Financial Officer ensuring financial integrity while striving to achieve balance between policies, budget priorities, and expenditures through interaction with the mayor, DC agencies, council, and Congress?
One important characteristic of this particular office is that we enjoy an extraordinary level of independence. We are an independent chief financial officer. So we have exclusive rights to provide the revenue estimation for the council and the mayor. So we tell them how much to spend in a given year. Once the mayor and council decides to spend that money, we expect that they will not decide to spend more than what is coming in. Two, that we would carefully monitor how the money is being spent by the agencies. And we have a right to go in and control the expenditure of a given agency that may be violating its appropriation limits. So given that level of independence and authority, we basically manage city's finances well.
And I understand the district's electronic tax filing services experienced a dramatic increase in its usage this year. How is the government investing in technology to make filing taxes easier and, in general, making its financial services customer-friendly for citizens?
First, I want to point out that there's a remarkable development for the city, that this city that has basically no systems in mid-90s, indeed, we were operating out of the shoeboxes in 97. Today, we have one of the most sophisticated tax system in the country. Indeed, we were the first city to offer the tax filing on the web. You can go to the mayor's website and file your tax return. You don't have to go through IRS. Two, we made a concerted effort to make sure that citizens have availability, free availability, to file their returns on the web. The strategy here is that more people filing on the web, better off it is for them, better off it is for us, because there are less chances to have return being lost, errors being made, and above all, a proper storage of records technologically. It's done much easier through to electronic filing. So we are pushing very hard and heavy towards electronic filing.
I understand that you are implementing a system for budgeting, reporting, analysis, and scoring. Can you give us some details about this?
That is currently under construction, and we hope that we soon should be able to unveil that. And primarily, the emphasis here is that we are thinking in terms of performance budgeting. We already have most of our agencies doing their budgeting on a performance-based budgeting basis, meaning that it is not enough to say that you were given $10 million and that you spent $10 million, but to say, what did you get out of those $10 million? And if it cost you more, say, than Baltimore to pay 1 mile of a road or to process 100,000 returns, then why is that so? So we are now benchmarking ourselves with the best of the municipalities in the country and see how do we do. So now we are talking in terms of not only that you maintain the control and spend money within the limits, but going beyond that and asking, what did you get of the money that you did spend?
How are you working with the Chief Technology Officer on implementing and supporting financial systems?
Very closely. We have a close collaboration with Office of Chief Technology Officer. We work in terms of designing systems with them. We work with them in terms of implementation and the maintenance of the system. And that collaboration has proved to be very successful, as can be seen in the successful implementation of our integrated tax system, our financial system, and now the budget system.
Well, I've been studying the implementation of performance budgeting across the country, and the district looks like it's making an enormous amount of progress. How are you moving the district's budget and finance plan basically entirely to a performance budgeting approach?
We are basically started with large agencies first, and then gradually move into the smaller agencies. First, we have to recast our budget according to the performance indicators. And it is not enough to say that we are going to give you, say, $10 million dollars to do this function or this department. We would say, what are the outcomes of that function or that department? And how can we associate given expenditure to those indicators? And then at the end of the day, we ask ourselves on the money that is spent, whether or not those indicators had been accomplished at the level that was expected. And there are still ups and downs. Agency were not used to doing budgeting on this basis, but we have made great strides and hope that someday we'll come back to you and say the entire district government budget is done primarily and exclusively on the performance-based budgeting, and that we can tell mayor and the council that money that you allocated to the police, to the fire, to the corrections have been spent according to those indicators, and these are the results.
That's really impressive. Well, what does the future hold for the District of Columbia and the Office of the Chief Financial Officer? We'll ask the District of Columbia's Chief Financial Officer, Natwar Gandhi, to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.